Awareness of our thoughts, how important is it? It's extremely important. Now then, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter, which is about the three modes of material nature, Krishna gives the analysis of three modes. And then when Arjuna asks, how do I overcome these modes? So the first point that Krishna says is, Prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava nadveshti sam pravrittani nanivrittani kaṅshati udāsīna vadāsīnam asaktam teshu karmasu asaktam teshu sarvashu. What he says is that actually prakasha means sometimes clarity comes, pravritti sometimes passion comes, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. Moha, sometimes just delusion comes. So these three are, Krishna uses these words to refer to goodness, passion and ignorance. This is 14.21 and 14.11, 12, 13. He has defined the three modes in the realm of these three qualities. Prakasha, Pravritti and Moha. And what Krishna says over here primarily is that these three modes will come. When they come, don't be eager for them. When they go, don't crave for them. That means he's basically saying, be an observer of your consciousness. Be an observer of your consciousness, and sometimes some desire comes in. It's not that because the desire has come in, that means I have to indulge in that desire. Desire has come in, it may go away. A certain thought may come in, it may go, it will go away. Just because the thought, a thought has come inside us, that does not necessarily mean it is my thought. Suppose, you know, on the street, there may be so many people who are just walking along. Now, we know they are strangers. Suppose now one such person comes inside our house. Just because that person is inside our house does not mean that that person is our family member. Even if a person is inside our house, we'll observe. An intruder inside our house is still an intruder. So like that, sometimes some thoughts may come inside us, but they may not be our thoughts. So we need to observe carefully. And this capacity for observation is that can actually be developed through meditation. When we chant Hare Krishna, when we try to focus on one thought, on the sound of the holy name, it's not just the utterance of the sound. When you try to focus on the holy name, at that time, the attempt to focus on the holy name helps us. The mind gets distracted here, gets distracted there, and then we start realizing. Some, we may get carried away by those thoughts. But if we are discerning, we start realizing, actually, you know, I don't want to think of this. I don't want to think of this. This is here, but I don't need to think about this. So basically, the attempt to focus on the holy name makes us aware of all that is there in our consciousness. We don't have to focus on that on those things, but we at least become aware of their presence. And then gradually, we can recognize that everything inside me is not me. Everything inside me is not me. All the thoughts, all the desires that are there inside me, they're not my desires. It's like I may be working on a computer, and when I'm working on a computer, say I'm surfing a particular site. And I had a plan to go and read something on that site. But while I'm reading on that site, suddenly something pops up. Pop-up window comes up. Now, if I'm not careful, I may just click on that and go on that site and that site, that site. I may just spend several hours like that. Now, actually speaking, if I'm aware, hey, I didn't want to go to this site. When the pop-up comes up, this is not where I want to go. If you're aware, you won't go away like that. So like that, we are thinking about one thing and the mind pops up something else. If you are aware, you will understand this is just a pop-up coming up. I don't need to go here. So like that, that awareness, the attempt to focus on one thing, it may be a struggle, but it makes us aware of the distracting things that are there. And once we recognize them as distractions, we can push them aside. We can focus on Krishna. So meditation makes, by trying to become aware of Krishna, we become aware of ourselves. We become aware of ourselves means what all is there in our consciousness. The clutter that is there in our consciousness, we become aware of it. And once we are aware of it, then we can cleanse it. So yes, self-awareness is important. It can be developed on one side through introspection, just by self-observation. As I said, in the beginning, observation of our consciousness. say, okay, I'm feeling this. Is this really my feeling? How do I start feeling like this? So introspection, observing our consciousness is one way to become self-aware. Another, often more effective way is to try to become Krishna conscious. And that process also, we become aware of what all the distractors are there. And as the self-awareness increases, then we start realizing our Satchitananda. When we talk about self-awareness, there are various degrees. See, our self at its essence is spiritual. But currently our existence is three-dimensional. There's the body, there's the mind, and there's the soul. So self-awareness can at a physical level be there also. You know, I might be sitting in a very tensed muscular position. Sometimes we are stressed, and then all our muscles start getting stretched and our heart starts palpitating. So at that time, self-awareness may simply mean, okay, relax. Breathe slowly. Relax your muscles. That itself, that level of self-awareness is also beneficial. So becoming aware of our body, not in the sense of gratifying the body, but making the body a suitable tool for our functioning, that is also one level of self-awareness. Another level of self-awareness is becoming aware of the mind. Okay, these are the kind of tendencies, these are the kind of thoughts that are going in. And then, at a higher level, becoming aware of the soul. And at the highest level, self-awareness is awareness of the self as a part of Krishna. So, that is Brahma, aham Brahmasmi. I am the soul. That is a good realization. But, higher realization still is mamaivamsho jivaloke, that I am a part of Krishna. That is the self-awareness that brings self-satisfaction in a sustainable way. So when we realize that, and that happens by the process of Bhakti Yoga, then that self-awareness brings lasting self-satisfaction. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanandai.
Hare Krishna.